Hello, this is Francis Sampier, producer of the upcoming independent horror film, Moral Road. This is a horror film based on an actual Michigan legend about a ghost who's searching for her baby.
From dog to rock and everything in between, the best variety is right here on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
I hear the music. Why don't I hear myself?
Don't worry about it.
Huh?
Because the mic's here. You want to hear yourself?
Yeah. I want to hear
myself.
There
you go. How do you hear? You hear yourself now?
Yeah.
There
I love
go.
That beautiful music.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's interesting? When you do a live, oh, I like that. Now I can hear me.
Yeah.
I hear me good.
Yeah.
When you do a live broadcast like Ghostly Talk,
yeah,
you don't have the as much flexibility,
mm-hmm,
as you do with like recordings.
Yeah.
And so what happens is sometimes you can't get your guest on the telephone.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
And we are in that situation right now as we speak.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what happened. Hopefully we did leave William Constantine a voicemail with our number to call him to the studio here. So hopefully he'll be calling in here shortly. In the meantime, there are a few things going on. I guess we might as well talk about this now if you want, Doug. I did want to get out the information on the banner contest because today...
Last day.
Yeah.
Today is the last day of the banner contest. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. At 11:59 p.m. tonight, the time for submitting will be over with. That's it. Can't take any more submissions. And the way this is going to work, I'm going to put, as soon as, I really don't want to be up this late tonight, but I guess I'm going to have to be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post up a new page. All right. What we're going to do, and I'm just going to give you guys like a heads up on this right now, all this information will be on this page that we're going to put up on the site here, but I'll give you a little pre-thing right now. Or actually, it is going to be a pre-thing if you're like listening to this tomorrow or something like
right.
that. But it'll be information nonetheless, so that's totally cool. What's going to happen is we're going to narrow, we got a lot of submissions. Which you, Bonnie, you've submitted your thing.
Yes.
Doug.
I have not submitted my thing.
Doug had a busy weekend.
He had a busy weekend. That's fine. What we're forced to do, more or less, is we had to narrow it down between the 120 by 240 banners and the 468 by 60 banners. We had to narrow it down to five submissions for each one. Well, the
right.
five finalists for each one, okay? So what we're going to do is when I post this new page up for the judging throughout this next week, it's going to be five and five.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is vote for your favorite for each size. Pretty
exactly.
simple. Pretty simple, right?
Yep. Yep.
Pretty
yep.
simple.
Good.
It's all set to go and ready to rock. But that's basically the skinny on that right now. When 11:59 hits, which it looks like I'm going to be up at. I'm going to be making a late night tonight, it looks like. I will be launching that page out with all the information on the website for people to check out and start doing their voting thing on the best banner. For Ghostly Talk, our new banner contest we have here. And it's
right.
been great. It's been a lot of fun.
We have to pick one of each format. And
which is heartbreaking.
And the winner gets a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Prize package.
Mm-hmm. The prize package actually is hey, let me see my notes. I don't have notes over there or something.
It's a T-shirt.
Oh, look at Bonnie.
A Ghostly Talk window decal.
Yeah, one
and
of our special ones.
Bonnie.
One of the former guests.
Bonnie, you don't have levels when you talk.
Well, I don't know why.
That mic is really weak, man. Here, learn now. Try it now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
oh, that's fine.
You want me to say it again? It's a Ghostly Talk T-shirt in your size, the limited edition Ghostly Talk window decal,
oh, yeah.
and a book from one of the former guests.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what we'll do for that, I think, is whoever wins, I'm going to have to go through all the thousands of books we have in the Ghostly Talk library
mm-hmm.
and just kind of lift them down and go, okay, you know, choose whichever one you want here. So, I mean, it's going to be, and it's a vast array of books. Believe me, there's so much stuff on there. And this is one of the things that they give us this stuff for is for promotions and stuff like this. So we really appreciate their help on that also. You're looking at me with this look like...
No, I'm happy. I'm absolutely happy.
Go away, Scott. There's something very wrong with you, man. But I have to say, this contest, there was a ton of submissions for this again. It was really cool. And some of the work these people did, like I said, that's why I said a second ago, this is going to be absolutely heartbreaking to have to narrow this down to one submission, you know what I'm saying? Because all the work that was done was just absolutely phenomenal.
It took me a while to go through and pick five.
Well, yeah, yeah. I know I had to do it today myself, and... okay, yeah. So it took me a little while to figure it out myself, too. And hopefully, well, we're going to be under the gun, Doug. You're going to have to hurry up after the show.
Well, no, after the show, I've got to book.
Oh, God. Oh.
He has to go to his niece's birthday party.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So a family
function. Well, we can pick for you if you want.
That'll be fair.
Or,
right?
Or not. Okay, or live on the air. How about that?
Oh, boy.
I think it's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be totally difficult.
Just before the weekend, I went through and I was looking, and they're phenomenal. Everybody did such a good job. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it. You got papers in front of you, Doug.
Well, I was looking at our schedule. Because, you know, as you know, on this past weekend, we guested on the new show.
Yeah.
We were guests on a paranormal talk show, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it was a pre-tape thing they're doing.
Right.
James from a show called Chasers Radio.
Right.
Brand new show that's going to be airing for the first time in September. And I guess, from what I understand, we're going to be the first guests. We're going to be like the first show. We're launching the show for
us. So scary.
Yeah, very scary, because I'm like, James, you know, this is like career suicide right here. I don't know what you're doing, man. Why do you want to have us on this show? That's crazy, dude.
We're out of all the lists of guests that you could possibly have, the Ghostly Talk crew is like, they're the suicidal guests. It's like career suicide.
Yeah.
We're on the blacklist.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know, like Kathy Griffin's the D list.
Wow.
We are the
show is called My Life on the D list.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's on network TV. I've taken in.
Because there's like A list, and I guess there's a B and a C list, and then there's this D list that consists of poor Kathy. I find her to be absolutely hilarious. I don't know why she'd be on the D list.
The only thing I remember Kathy Griffith or Griffin or Griffith, what is it?
Griffin.
Yeah.
She had a small role in Pulp Fiction.
Did she?
She had, yeah, where Bruce Willis is sitting in his car and he thinks he's getting away, and Marcellus Wallace walks across the street with a donut and coffee and looks at him and says, you know, he says that thing, right?
Yeah.
And then he runs him over.
Huh.
And then one of the women that's caring for Bruce Willis because his nose is all bloody and stuff is Kathy Griffin.
Well, wasn't she on news radio?
Yes.
With David Foley and Joe Rogan and them. And then she was and which, of course, by the way, news radio,
I thought was hilarious.
It was a treat. News radio was a treat of a program. I have to say, I rarely get into these, you know, things that Hollywood and them put out. But that was a treat. That was just a laugh riot a minute. And Kathy Griffin was excellent in that. Then she was also on this non-treat show with Brooke Shields. And I don't even remember what it's called. Probably All About Brooke or something, because, you know, Brooke.
I don't know what it's called. Call
us.
Brooke, don't
call us. If you have a ghost story, call us.
Brooke, you don't have to call me. Call Scott L.
No. That's all I need. No.
Suddenly Susan. That's what it was.
Suddenly called. Susan. And she was on that. And
I
would
talk soup?
I would mute. I would watch Suddenly Susan when it was the only thing on.
Because
I think it was on, it was like, there was a half hour. Now, in my former life, which was a couple of years ago, I had all night every night to stay up and do nothing but watch TV or mess around on the internet or whatever, and I would have the TV on, and there was a half hour where the only thing that was even mildly decent on was Suddenly Susan, and I hate calling it mildly decent. It just wasn't that good of a show, but the only parts that I would unmute were the parts where Kathy Griffin was.
That's like extreme selective perception right there, man.
That was it. And it was on just before, there's this show about, it was so funny. It was also just a mediocre show, but I found parts of it absolutely hilarious. And whoever the fellow is who plays Monk now, he played a character named Antonio Scarpacci on this show Wings, which had I don't even know these actors and actresses' names, but they had this lovely old lady actress who was the clerk at this tiny little airline on Nantucket, and oh my gosh, she was a trip. She was a trip. She was the best thing about that show.
I am so lost right now.
And all this started because you two are the guests
that
are
Yeah, yeah, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, let's get back to Chaser's Radio.
B-list. We're the blacklist of radio talk show guests. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were on Chasers, or we will be on Chasers, but that's taped and produced.
Yeah.
Totally. They don't have to go through this stuff where suddenly they have no guests.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
It's all right.
But he was talking about, this is why I even brought it up. He was talking about he called it the lecture circuit. And, you know, I don't think we're exactly on the lecture circuit, mm-hmm. right? But I do think that we have been asked to speak at things.
Yes.
Well, I do think. I know this.
Yes.
And it started with the...
Mothman?
Did it start at Mothman or did it start at the Paranormal Picnic?
I think it was Mothman.
It was the first Mothman Festival that we went to, which was the third annual Mothman Festival.
Correct.
And that was where we spoke. And then we spoke at the picnic, the Paranormal Picnic.
Right.
And then we, and then from then on, we've just been speaking almost everywhere we go, which is insane. And I said, how we speak, it's completely different than any other speaker.
Oh, yes, it is.
And which is amazing.
But it's entertaining nonetheless.
It's entertaining, and I love it. And if I have to do it, I might as well love it. Well, we're actually going to an event soon. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about the Paranormal Picnic in a minute. I want to talk about the first thing that we're going to, which is the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference, and we are not speaking at this.
And I can't wait for it. Not because they're not speaking, but... because it's in Gettysburg.
Well, yes, it is in Gettysburg. It's Sunday, July 22nd. I'm sorry. It is Friday, July 21st, Saturday, July 22nd, and Sunday, July 23rd. Where that calendar came from, I don't know. But, yes, July 21st through 23rd, that's coming up in just a couple of weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. If you don't have your tickets, go get them now. Go to, is it conference.marylandparanormal.com. And it's also linked up on our homepage. If you go to ghostlytalk.com and scroll down to the middle over on the right, there's a little box, like a little picture of it.
Yep.
And they're going to have folks like John Zaffis, of course, Vince Wilson, the man himself, George Hansen, Troy Taylor will be there, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Catherine Ramsland, who, by the way, I am so excited. If I get to meet her at this thing, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the happiest like ghost hunter on the planet. Anyway, and Ursula Bielski. They're all going to be lecturing there, and not the Ghostly Talk guys. We're not going to be lecturing there. But what we are going to be doing is we are going to hold, we're not organizing it, it's just going to happen. We are going to have a rogue pub crawl.
That's right.
Because here's the thing. The pub crawl, the one that's officially organized by the conference,
correct,
by Vince and them at the conference, is sold out. You cannot get tickets to the pub crawl. And
very upsetting.
It upset us. We were...
I cried a little bit.
I know. We were, like, all emotional. And so what happens is... And you know, I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink alcohol anyway. And so what happened... I drink a lot of, you know, my soda pop, but I don't drink alcohol. But a pub crawl is right up my alley because the people... There's people there, and they'll be talking, and hopefully about paranormal stuff, and funny stuff, and dumb stuff, and smart stuff, and I just love that. I love the personal interaction, and that's why a pub crawl, I think, would be perfect for me. So we are going to hold our own pub crawl on Saturday. Is that Saturday
mm-hmm.
night? It'll be at the same time as the official pub crawl. And it may be even at the same place. It depends. But we're going to hold an unofficial pub crawl, and that's what we're bringing to the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. We are going, and we are going to have a pub crawl. It's there are no tickets for our pub crawl.
Correct.
It's completely open.
hop in a car and follow us.
Hop in a car and follow us or walk. I don't know if we're walking or driving.
I don't know.
I'll be a designated driver, though.
That'll be good. I won't.
You won't? You're not going to be a DD?
No.
Well, so I'm looking forward to that. Of course, on Saturday at 8:30 p.m., there's a haunted bus tour by Mark Nesbitt
mm-hmm.
of Ghost of Gettysburg. Yes, Ghost of Gettysburg. I still get their newsletter. And then, of course, 10 o'clock is their haunted pub crawl. But our haunted pub crawl will run at the same time, but, you know, it'll be slightly different.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's just going to be a bunch of people wandering around Gettysburg for a while.
Mm-hmm. For a little bit. With some costumes, but we'll get into that later.
It's going to be a hoot.
We're not
going to
discuss that on the air. That's just for you, Nathan.
And then, of course, shortly after that, on, this is interesting. Did you know about this? I'm looking at our events list.
Uh-huh.
And here's something that I don't remember consciously knowing about. Saturday, August 5th, 2006. Is this for release? Is this a public release? I mean, are we supposed to talk about
this? I have no
this?
Idea what you're talking about. I don't have that list in front of me.
Wait till you hear this.
Okay.
Grimstone Paranormal Conference.
Yes. We've talked about it at least twice that I know about.
I've talked about this with you?
On the show.
Oh, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grimstone is holding a paranormal conference, their first annual paranormal conference on August 5th, Saturday, 2006. It is... are we going to be talking at this?
Yes, you are.
I think I'm going to prepare. It's going to be, it's in Ann Arbor. Oh, I did talk about this. Yes, okay. It's in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, you guys, this would rock. I think it would be fun. You know.
Are we going to have a pub crawl there, too?
don't we do that nightly anyway?
Yeah, well, yeah. All right.
It's going to begin around 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be speaking at this thing for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. listen to this write-up, you guys. I love it. And you know what? I want everybody to go to this. I would like nothing more than for people to descend upon Grimstone's Paranormal Conference and throw Chris for a loop. I think that would be hilarious. I think if they got like 100 registrations or something all of a sudden... I think that would be hilarious. He'd be like, I don't know what to do. Because listen to this. After the sessions end, they're from 1 till 5, or
right.
from 1 till 5, after they end, we'll go off to dinner. They're going to provide three places for people to choose from in order to eat, right? And then after their dinner, they may choose which haunted location they want to visit for an informal investigation. The sites will be within 30 minutes of Ann Arbor. So it's not only a conference... Right? It's like just a half-day conference.
Mm-hmm.
But then after dinner, there's also an informal investigation that you can go on. So what I think would be the coolest thing on the planet would be if like 100 people from all over the country or world
mm-hmm.
decided to go to this thing
mm-hmm.
and showed up. And then they had like all these people with only three places to go for dinner and then an informal investigation.
That's very nice of you, Doug.
Well, it would be something.
It would be entertaining.
It would be very entertaining. Who else is speaking at this? Do you know?
I'm unsure.
Well, I hope Grimstone gives a speech.
Oh, well, several of the members, I believe, are talking at that.
Excellent.
I received an email on it. You should have as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I did. the next one... is the following weekend, I think. Saturday, August 12th. This one I'm very familiar with. It's the... Okay, this is awesome. This is the first annual paranormal meet and greet by Crossroads Paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Saturday, August 12th. And that's at... it's in Avon, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
which is within driving distance of Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, and that's about it. And
that's it. No one else can drive there. If you try, we will stop you.
you have to go. Oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. They've rented out the large picnic shelter,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're going to have. They're looking for all Indiana paranormal groups and individuals are invited to attend this historic event.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have to be from Indiana.
No.
No.
No. We go there so much, we can say we're from Indiana, so.
Well, that's true. We do hunt in Indiana a lot.
We're allowed.
So I think we're allowed. Oh, they can have only up to 125 people.
Mm-hmm.
So do it. Yeah, I'd say if you're in Indiana or a neighboring state or region, why not show up in Avon, Indiana at the Washington Township Parks and Rec picnic shelter? We're going, aren't we?
I believe so.
We're not speaking or anything, though, which is excellent. What else? The GLPR Paranormal Picnic, is that the following week? Let's see.
Are busy.
2 weeks after that is the GLPR Paranormal Picnic. That's in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yeah.
And now that one, anybody. I want all the people who are thinking or may or may not go to the Crossroads Paranormal Picnic, Crossroads Paranormal Meet and Greet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to also go to the GLPR Paranormal Picnic 2 weeks later, where we can discuss and talk about things that we've done since the Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Crossroads, and then 2 weeks later we'll have the GLPR, and we can discuss and see what happened in those 2 weeks. These two picnics are going to be insanely cool.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait. And for more information on how do you do the Crossroads, they don't have a website on there. I know that they talk about that in our forums.
Yeah.
GhostlyTalk.com and go into the forums. Look in there. You'll see.
I thought I had a website on there. I thought that I put that on that list. Did I miss that thing?
Let me look. You're so organized. And then the GLPR picnic, of course, if you go to glpr.org, that's where that is. We are going there, and we are speaking there as well.
I'm looking forward to that one because I missed the first one.
You missed the first one. This is the second annual GLPR Paranormal Picnic in Grand Haven, Michigan. That is within driving distance of Indiana, Chicago, and surrounding regions, Lansing, Detroit.
Yeah, it's
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Go to glpr.org. And all the information for that's on there. If it's not on there yet, it will be on there soon. I talked to Tom just yesterday about this, as a matter of fact, from GLPR. And it's on. It's happening. It's going to be going on that weekend. I think they're still hammering a few details out and whatnot, but that will be happening for sure. And we will be there to hang out also.
Then we have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah. This is like the GT summer tour or something like that.
Well, isn't there something going on that same weekend as the GLPR Paranormal?
Yeah, there is. It should be on in the notes there. I know there's something else going on here. Actually, there is a
because the one that Tats Bill Lanero is putting on.
Yeah, Bill Lanero and
he's
Rick.
He's putting on the EVP, and you have to go to EVP.
Right here. Wait, the Mothman Festival. I thought I had that one in this packet too. So much for being organized, huh? What it is the EVP with Attitude.
EVPs with Attitude.
You can get more information on that at www.evpor.com.
Yes.
That's Bill Lanero's EVP online resource website.
That's in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And that's the same weekend as the GLPR Paranormal Picnic.
Yeah.
So that's the August 26th weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can't make that one, unfortunately.
I'd love to go to Bill Lanero's.
That's going to be a wild event, too. It's not only going to be like a conference, like an EVP conference where people are going to get together and exchange ideas on electronic voice phenomena. It's also going to be like this massive rock concert they're putting on, too, from what I understand.
Insane. It sounds so cool.
Yeah, Bill's band is playing that night. Don't quote me on this, but I believe if you're part of the concert, you can go to the show also.
If you're part of the conference, you
get to go to the show also and check out Bill's band, Lanero, the band called Lanero, which are very cool. We featured them here on the show. They're very cool. So that's going on also. God, what?
Then we have several weeks off, and then we get to go to the. Are these in order? I hope
they are in order. Yeah, well, not yours. I don't think yours is all ripped apart, but mine's still. Paper clipped and all that fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, whatever. So in September.
Hey, I'm sorry. You throw papers around like a little kid, man. It's not my fault.
It's because this is not organized.
Not now, because you got a hold of it.
September would be the Mothman Festival.
Yeah,
right?
September is the fifth annual Mothman Festival.
Yeah.
We've gone to the
third and fourth.
We went to the third annual and fourth annual Mothman Festival, and it looks like we're booked in to go to the fifth annual Mothman Festival. This is one of my favorites. It's the first festival or conference that we've actually ever went to, isn't
it? First one, yeah.
I mean, as as Ghostly Talk, or
yeah,
as Ghost
represent, representing Ghostly Talk, more or less. Last year we did. Full on.
That, of course, is in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We go every year, so we'll be there. We will be speaking
again. Okay,
and
cool, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, I'm looking
I can't believe they keep asking us to speak. And then, and of course, that's Jeff Wamsley's thing. And,
oh,
and his website is mothmanlives.com.
It's ironic. My parents, I went to dinner with my parents last night, and they just got back from Tennessee. And whenever they go down there, you know, I mean, they go down there like 1,400 times a year.
Right.
And they always bring me back cool stuff, you know. And it's like, I've said this before. Like, for example, when we were in Terre Haute, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Doug, you and myself got up, and we got up one morning early, and we saw across the parking lot, we saw a Toys R Us.
Yes,
right?
We did.
And I'm like, hey.
It was like, I think there was like beams of light, shining down upon it from the heavens.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There are none in Michigan.
There's none in Michigan.
And there were actual, like, I heard harps and angels, you know, singing. It was amazing, and because we opened up the blinds, and you know, among all this Terre Haute stuff,
there
was this brilliant, shiny, gorgeous,
Toys
brand,
R Us. Yes.
Toys R Us.
Yeah, this,
and so we went.
Yeah, and that's what I would, the mindset was like, well, okay, like you just said, Bonnie, there's a Toys R Us on every corner here,
mm-hmm.
here in Detroit, but we're in Terre Haute, Indiana.
We were looking for an escape.
Yeah, I guess it's just because I had a whole pocket full of money and I had to blow it somewhere, so we decided to go to Toys R Us. So I bought
that and the hotel room was so incredibly hot.
Well, you had to,
so incredibly nice.
It was like 120 in the outside. It was like 140 in the hotel room. So, I mean, just for some relief.
We went to Toys R Us.
Yeah. And I bought a domino set from there.
Yes, you did.
Which they don't make domino sets in Detroit.
right.
That's why I had to buy it there.
I've never seen one until you
That's
bought
one. That's why I had to buy it there, right?
It's crazy.
Well, last night I'm sitting there at dinner with my parents, and I'm not knocking them for this at all because they actually bought me some really neat stuff. They bought me three shirts,
mm-hmm.
like dress shirts for
Work,
I guess. Yeah, okay. And they bought me the Mothman Prophecies DVD.
Wow, that's cool.
Like, you don't have this, do you? I'm like, actually, I don't. Thank you very much. But they would never buy me anything, really, normally. I mean, like, they just wouldn't go somewhere and say, I think Scott might like this flowery shirt with, you know, pink tassels on it. I think he'd look good in this for work. Let's take him. Let's buy this for him. But they're down south, so they decided to buy me a bunch of stuff. I find that weird. I don't know.
My goal now is to find
a flowery
shirt with pink
tassels
for you, Scott.
Okay. I wear a dress on Halloween.
I know.
I don't know where you're thinking this is going to scare me or something like that. September 16th and 17th is going to be the Mothman Festival, like Doug said, and we are looking totally forward to that. And, you know, we can't...
We have to take a break.
Oh, we want to take a break? We have to mention this after the break, though.
Then we'll talk about the next one after.
Yeah, after the break. Let's do that. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jason.
And this is Corey.
And we're from loosechange911.com. Go find out the truth about 9/11 there right now. And
you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yuri Geller, and right now I am transmitting a thought into your mind. Can you feel it? Yes, it is my website, www.urigeller.com. And guess what? I love Ghostly Talk. These guys, Scott, Doug, and Will, are supernaturally great.
All right, this is Tom Morales Slayer. You're listening to GHOSTLYTALK.
So excited.
Yeah. Well, we went from going to none or one to going to all of them.
Pretty much, man.
Well, I mean, there are some that we're not going to. These are just the ones that are within reach of us.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't really get... I mean, we just don't have the time and or resources to get out to California if there's stuff going on out there, for example. I'm sure there is, too.
Oh, yeah.
But these are the ones that are... I guess you can say local to us.
Well, they're... regional to us.
Regionally local. Just say that. I'm excited about it myself. I mean, it's something that, you know, we went to this thing, the CPRI conference, back in May. And it was, and by the way, they're already planning the one for 2007.
I think they started the next day.
They did. Bobby emailed me and said, I just want to confirm with you for next year. And I'm like, yeah.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay. It sounds great to me, man. Thank you, Bonnie. So, you know, we had so much fun there. And, you know, for people that haven't been there before, haven't done something like this before, I mean, you can go, I mean, paranormal investigations are really cool. Meeting new people, learning new things from new people is a great thing. But if you really want that, like, amplified times, like 1,000, you go to one of these really cool conferences where you can talk to a lot of the very experienced people in the fields who have written a lot of books, who have been doing this kind of work for numerous years. Like John Zaffix, for example. I mean,
and Catherine Ramsey.
Ever since I came back from the CPRI conference, I've been buzzing about John. John, call me, by the way, too. I called you, and you need to call me back now.
It's his turn.
It's your turn now. You need to return.
You're it.
But I've been buzzing ever since then. It was so great sitting with him and Nathan and hanging out all weekend and talking about all these neat things with the John Zaffix, for example. It blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was humbling for all of us. It's like, this is John Zappas. And this guy's like talking to us. Like,
and we're
like,
having a blast.
With his eyes on us, too. He's looking at us while he talks to us. This is really, really cool.
And he let us look at him.
Right, that's true.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And unexpected.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we should have been groveling at
right,
his feet.
Right.
But he's like, no, I'll stand up, really.
Yeah, well, that's what he said the first. He's like, okay, guys, get up. Yeah. Get up. Finish your dinner.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Okay.
Let's
okay,
just
time.
Chat.
Yeah, so...
No groveling, you know.
I think these conferences are a wonderful thing. I think these conferences are a wonderful thing. I know it's been talked about for a couple of years now by people who have sent us emails and stuff saying, hey, Ghostly Talk should put on their own conference. And you know what my answer is to that?
There's all these great ones that
go
we
to
don't
one
have
of these.
To organize.
Please go to one of these. Please go to one of these.
We don't have to organize it then.
So my past experience in music, in organizing events... Bonnie is none too familiar with this because she worked with me for a very long time. She knows the difficulty and how I handle these things, and let's just say I do not handle them very well.
Not at all.
And I don't want to do that. I'd rather go to these. These are great.
Well, okay, Scott, you tend to sometimes micromanage. And I think that because you do...
Do I need to lay down for this one?
Despite,
you might.
Despite my, you know, my... abhorrence at how out of order my packet is.
I didn't do that. That was your fault.
It was probably my fault.
It was your fault.
I want this on a landscaped spreadsheet next week. With all the information. All
you
the
heard
information
that. That's being recorded right now, too.
I heard it.
No, now listen.
Yeah.
The big one.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be huge.
This is the big one.
This is going to be huge.
This is the big one. And when I... went to the website and saw the flyer. Because, you know, everybody has these flyers. Like,
well,
they,
the first thing I said is, who are these ugly guys in the corner?
Right. I'm like, oh, Melody. Oh, look at Melody. She's, you know, so, like, right there with the Ghost magazine right there. And I was, like, so excited. And then my eyes just sort of gazed down, and I look at these ugly mugs. And they're me, and yeah. Scott L.
Right, that's me.
And I'm like, oh, what are we doing here on the same page as Melody, you know? But we're actually going to the 2006 Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've been talking about this for 3 years.
Yeah, we've been trying to get to this thing forever, and it's just the logistics have never worked for us for some reason.
And we were supposed to go last year.
And it didn't work again.
It didn't work out. And, of course, that's the one that, you know, the media, everybody just absolutely... They fawned over the 2005 Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the haunted insane asylum thing down there? The
Mansfield.
No, that's Ohio.
What am I talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
They held it there. They held it in, where did they hold it in 2005?
Waverly Hills.
Waverly Hills Sanitarium.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason that became like the hot spot. In September and October of last year to talk about in the media.
Yeah.
And the entire paranormal world was abuzz about Waverly Hills. Well, guess why?
Tell us, Doug.
It was because of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society.
Absolutely. Keith Age and the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, I might add too, who is another dynamite guy.
Exactly. This is the big paranormal convention of the year, the Mid-South.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 2006, Mid-South Paranormal Convention, Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th, 2006. Be at the Holiday Inn Southwest in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We are evidently speaking there.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know, but it will be a treat. And this is going to be the packed. This is going to be the packed one. It'll be packed. It's full of huge names.
You see who else is going to be there? Rick Hayes.
Rick Hayes is going to be there.
Who is going to be on the show here pretty soon also.
Yes.
We absolutely love Rick. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
We're going to talk to Rick Hayes. Author Dave Goodwin, Troy Taylor, of course. You can't get any more prolific than Troy Taylor.
Yeah.
Keith Age, of course, will be there talking for the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. Melody Busey of Ghost Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She had canceled on us, remember?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately for us.
We get to give her a beatdown now when we see her for canceling on us. Thanks, Melody.
Well, no, because she sent the graphics guy.
We had a totally great time. We had a ball. It's awesome. It'll be nice to meet Melody.
It will be nice to meet Melody.
Not beat her down. I'm just joking. I swear to God.
Yeah, you know her lawyers are on the phone right now.
Yeah.
No, but we'll get to meet Melody, and she's a mover and a shaker. She is a busy, phenomenal person.
Yeah.
And doing Ghost Magazine. And then, of course, these two jokers from Ghostly Talk are going to be there as well.
Did you mention Ron also going to be there?
Oh, right. And, of course, the headliner.
Ron Milioni is going to be there.
From Tap.
Yeah. Really, 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 really. You weren't here for that show.
No, I missed that show.
I was.
Oh, that was a ball. We had a riot
He's
that
hilarious.
Night.
Hilarious.
And what a brilliant man, too.
Well,
brilliant
I saw that they were going over the gadgets of ghost hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And that was his segment at CPRI.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just totally agape in the back. I was like that, you know, that's being agape with your mouth hanging open kind of thing.
Those of you can't see that.
Yeah, here, look. And, get out a Photoshop editor and take one of my photos,
and
not
like,
my drunken photo.
Yeah.
By the way, that drunken photo.
I'll take it off. I'll take it off.
No, leave it. I love that picture.
We did another, actually, we can let the cat out of the bag on this, too. We did another official Ghostly Talk. We did the official Ghostly Talk 2006 photo shoot last Friday.
Yes, we did.
And we're working on getting all that stuff put together. From the photographer who worked with us this time. So I think we'll change the pictures. I know, Doug, I don't want to ask you on the air, but I don't think you're too thrilled about that picture, are you?
What, the drunken at my brother's party?
I love that picture.
Everybody loves that picture.
I could have put a picture you put on the camera off if you wanted.
They take that picture, that one, and then the Rico Suave Semic one.
Oh, that's old school, though. That's like 2002, man.
Oh, my gosh. The two most hideous photos of me, and they love it. Well,
what about all that?
What about the song picture?
I was not drunk. I was not drunk for that picture. I had just leaned back in my chair, pretending to pass out.
Well, yeah, because I think you spent like 18 hours in a tuxedo in 100-degree weather.
Yeah, and
who needs alcohol when you have that?
Shoes that must be like two sizes too small for me. And, that was just before the haunted Baymont Inn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going to go back with you guys to the haunted. Well, at the time, it was just the Baymont Inn. And I was just going to go back with you guys, hang for a few, and then take off and go home.
Dude,
until the shoes came off.
But as soon as I took my shoes off and my feet expanded to their normal size and then kept going for a couple extra sizes, I'm like, at that point I knew, oh, I'm in for the night.
Well, you see, that night, the most amazing part about that night is I saw a whole different dimension to the Semic Dynasty. I never thought in a million. I mean, I've worked with you for 5 years almost now on this show. We've been working together as paranormal investigators for the same amount of time, and I know Doug Semic. I know that you have two other brothers, and they're great guys. I know them both. They're both wonderful people to hang out with. I just thought the Semics, there's Doug, and I've only known the Doug dimension to the Semic dynasty. I saw a whole different thing that night that just it frightened me. But it was kind of like a car crash where I had to sit there and just watch it and go, wow, man, this is a trip, right? Because that night, I mean, when you have some guy passed out in the flower bushes in front of the hotel as you're walking up, in a tuxedo, you've had a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When you have people throwing beer bottles and spitting at your car leaving the bar that you were at after the wedding reception, you've had a good night, right?
Was that at the bar?
That was at that karaoke.
That was at that little karaoke
bar.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, things got ugly. Things got really ugly. And then if you're fighting in line, if you're outside of your car
at Taco Bell
yelling.
Oh.
On top of that, if you're outside fighting with each other at Taco Bell, right, along with talking crap to the people that just threw the beer bottle at your car across the way, you've had a good night, right? This is the other dimension to the Semic Dynasty that I'm referring to. It was awesome.
Where we go, trouble follows. Fabulous. And I have to say
I had to put that in.
But that picture of me like laying passed out drunk, I was not.
He wasn't.
I had zero alcohol. I was just exhausted.
You were totally fine.
There's also a picture of you tweaking me.
Yes.
Making adjustments. Get it right.
But you can't see me. All you can see is my
arm. Your hand is like, beak. But it was.
The sound it makes too.
Like,
but they don't use that one. No, they use the one.
Scott,
that
use
like
the song picture from now on because he loves that.
I don't like that picture.
I just can't win. I can't get it. One of these days we'll figure it out. We'll get a picture that is suitable for you, Doug.
It'll be a picture of somebody else then.
Picture of David Hasselhoff. There you go. Hey, he's huge in Germany. Give
the
guy a break.
The Mid-South Paranormal Convention is September 23rd and 24th. We will be there. We will be speaking. We are in Louisville. Everybody must go to Louisville. So I think everybody needs to go through the pain and torture of what we're going to go through this summer.
I don't really want to go
from convention to convention. What's
I wouldn't call it pain and torture. I think it's going to be an absolute riot.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
we're going to meet so many cool
car
people.
Ride with you. Pain and torture.
I'm flying. No, I'm not.
I love you.
I'm speechless here. Let's go.
Oh, we love riding in the
How
car
How hard
with
am
you.
I to sit in the car
I
with you? I sleep half the
speechless.
Time.
Speechless. Yeah.
I sleep half. Okay. All right. We'll move on from that.
I just had to put that out there.
Well, thanks,
you're
buddy.
Easy.
I think it's
actually
easy.
What? We could sell tickets to the car ride to the conventions.
Actually, I really do think, and we've said this multiple times on multiple trips, we need to record the car ride.
We do need to record the car ride.
We did that in 2004. That well, we did a little. I broke up a recorder. I remember
when we went to Gettysburg.
Yeah, and I just recorded us on the road talking about our trip so far.
It was nothing like throwing oranges at the sign. It was nothing like. There were so many other car rides that had adventures, right?
Uh-huh.
And we
the
recorded
French cows.
The French cows.
I don't know where that stuff comes from.
The alpacas. Our car rides are classic. That had to have been the most boring car ride ever, except for, well, anyway,
Hey, it's a well-known fact. It's a well-known fact that in Ohio they grow vast amounts of marijuana, and that there's cows there that are French by nationality, and they guard these fields.
And how do they sound?
You're gonna put me on the spot.
Come on, you do it well.
I can't. I'm trying.
Let me try.
Here, you try it.
Right. I am guarding the field. That's not really French. I am guarding.
Get
the
away from my field.
This is my field.
There goes our whole French listener base. They're gone. They're like, we did not talk like that. What are you talking about?
No, we don't talk.
Oh,
like that.
We don't talk like that.
No. Oh. Yeah, the car rides are definitely torturous, I guess. You're right. I'm just thinking about it now, Bonnie, I think you're right. They are torturous.
If we're
reaching for material
that.
Like that in the car, that's you know it's boring.
And you know there's at least 4 hours of Scott picking on Bonnie and Bonnie picking on Scott. At least four hours.
Well, then that kills time.
Right.
I'm not doing it because I mean it. I think it's obvious. I'm doing it to get us there faster.
I can't believe you're talking about this.
Because the more you pick on me, the faster I drive.
I'm doing this for the environment.
You
man.
Guys,
I
want to know out there, people who are listening to this, have right. got to, first of all, be thinking, what the heck?
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to hear from the people who aren't thinking, what the heck? I want to know the people who have these kinds of experiences to and from their ghost hunts or to and from their conventions. Like, for example, other people drove to the CPRI conference.
Oh, a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people drove. And I didn't hear anybody talking about the car ride. But for some reason, whenever we go anywhere, we end up talking about the car ride as much as the event itself.
Well, I mean, when you're sitting in traffic for 4 hours, I think it's going to come up in conversation.
Well, that came up in conversation, but that was an aberration.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about car rides no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we do. We tend to do that. Well, there's always something funny that seems to happen.
We're entertaining.
We're trying to entertain each other, I think. And that's part of when you do this, when you're on the road for that long, you just have to do something to kill the time, I guess. I mean, that's as simple as it gets.
Do other people do that? That's what I want to know. Email me.
Email. Doug@ghostlytalk.com.
He'll read it in 10 years.
No, I will read them. I've been reading my emails. I've been even actually dashing a few off here and there. I'm trying to keep up. I'm so far behind.
I want to prove you need to copy me in all those emails.
CC you on the...
Please CC me in all these emails. I want to see that. Yeah, this is, in a nutshell, though, there is a lot going on this summer. And I know we had this opportunity tonight to actually talk about some of this stuff. I know I went through this kind of fast one time before, but I wanted to go into great detail on
this
thing.
Okay, so we've only got a few minutes left of this hour.
Yeah.
What do you think of paranormal conferences now that we've been to a few?
I think they're great. I think they can do nothing but help what we're doing here. It gets people together. It gets ideas generating, which, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. I mean,
right.
We sat there and talked with all these people. And, I mean, it wasn't always, you know, you got to take a breather here and then. It wasn't always paranormally related. I mean, I had a couple of people come up to me and ask me at the CPRI. They're like, hey, you know, we have your CD from your band. And I'm like, what band was that?
What do you mean?
That was like an eon ago. And they're like, no, we love MFPS. And I'm like, did you know that the band's broken up? They're like, well, yeah, we heard something about that. You know, we heard you were going to be here, so we wanted to ask you. So it wasn't always like, you know, we end up getting into a conversation about music for 3 days because, you know,
right.
When you mention music.
That's what happens the minute you mention a band.
Yeah, it's over with. And we start going into the history, the members, and, you know, their genealogy, all that fun stuff. So... You know, it wasn't always paranormally topic stuff, but, I mean, the ideas you do exchange there, it can only help open your mind up to this stuff even more. And then the speakers. Go ahead. It's all you, Doug.
They are absolutely – that was incredible.
We have the proof of that on our site. Go ahead and listen to it.
Yeah,
go ahead and listen to them.
Bonnie, what do you think of – because you've been to several of these. What do you think of the paranormal
– My favorite part is all the different people that I meet. Like, at the last Mothman Festival, where I ran around tracking down people for you to interview.
That was a hoot, by the way.
I got to talk to everyone long before you guys got to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But even at CPRI, there were, the second day, when mm-hmm. I was sitting outside selling T-shirts for you guys, mm-hmm. everyone that came up was like, blah, 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 10 stories here, 10 stories there. It's a... endless supply of information from everyone.
Well, I think for some of the people that go to these conferences, some of the people that want to attend, they may not have an outlet to talk about these things.
Right.
And this is a good place for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Ghostly Talk here. I mean, this is an outlet for some for people to, and we, believe me, the email speaks for itself. The email we get from people, just not just like, and no business, just like, hey, you know, we listen to the show, we like the show. Here's my story.
Yep.
You know, what do you think about this? And then I always email back and go, hey, you know, that's something very interesting. You might want to try to get a hold of this person or whatever. You know, and that's what we've been doing a lot. A lot of groups are doing that now, where they network out and say, well, you know, we live like 15 hours away from there. But here's a group that can help you out. You know, here's somebody in that area that you may be able to get a hold of, and they're a very reputable group.
The CPRI conference netted us a new field reporter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Nathan, Mr. Nathan, yeah. He'll be coming on the show. A lot going on, though. And, Doug, I think, you know, that's the idea, I think, about these conferences are fascinating. There's so many people to meet there. There's so many cool things that to happen.
There's also a phone ringing.
I'm doing business here while we're doing the show, man.
Let's go to break.
Let's take a quick break. This is Ghost of Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.